If you've ever doubted that Hawaii offered a rich vein of material for satire, your doubts will be erased at the Society of Professional Journalists' annual Gridiron Show, when the stories reporters have covered in the past year are explored for their comic potential. The show never disappoints, reminding us that the dividing line between reality and the absurd is a fine one indeed. Bill Sage, writer for the Gridiron Show and man of many voices, spends a good deal of his time straddling that dividing line, and he's with us this morning. And Bill, I'm trusting you to know the difference between reality and the absurd, but does that difference blur after a while when you're working on this show?
Well, Chris, after about 20 years of writing satire, we're sort of equal opportunity character assassins. The credo of the Gridiron Show has always been all politics is local. And from the first time I was on there, 1992, where I just asked to perform, somebody asked me if I could do Ross Perot's voice. I came on right after Bill Quinn, which was kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
It was a number based on
former governor.
If I only had a brain, and it was something. It was written by Jim Doney, who was another great satirist. But they asked me if I could write, and after that, the Gridiron Show went on pretty much. Well, actually, it started. It had gone moribund for a while. It started out as the Gridiron Show back in the 40s and 50s, then it went moribund and came back in the 60s, then it was just gone for about 20 years. When Mothers Against Drunk Drive had started their campaign First Night, Alcohol Free, we did it as a fundraiser for them, but we did it in the summer and called it Summer Follies Up and Dumbing It. And at that point, they said, can you write? And I said, yeah. So I've been doing that. So I started just doing satire, and pretty soon it was me and Ben Gutierrez essentially writing every show for the next decade, the two of us, and then Keoki Kerr and some guys took over, and we threw it open to votes for the people in the cast. So now we have a bigger pool of contributors. But
well, Bill, just to give it some context, what you're doing is you're looking at the news stories of the past year, and you're sort of picking which one can we get a bit out of.
For example,
a skit, a routine, a song.
When you have the Stevie Wonder blunder, as we're calling it, that screams for us.
Well, and that's what I was thinking when I was thinking about this show, was that you could take some of the news stories of the past year without changing anything, and they would read as satire.
Except you try to make them rhyme and go to a song that people recognize.
The one, if news has a flaw, it's that it doesn't rhyme. But but there's no lack of absurdity, right? I mean,
well, let's put it this way. For example, this. The millennium. It was an election year, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sort of ended up by default writing the opening number where they try to put a blend of everything in the show, sort of like the overture to a Mozart's.
You're talking about the whole Y2K kerfuffle? Is the world going to end?
Well, that was the 1999 show. By 2000, we knew we were here, but it was election year. So they said, if you ever use John Philip Sousa, A March by Sousa as an opening number again, we will string you up. But they did not like, oh, wonderful news, it's open season, political targets, watch your butts tonight, we'll drive you bastards nuts. So it was fast and jerky, and the choreographer hated me, so I stayed away from that since then.
Well, you have, for example, just to pick a musical example out of the blue, you could almost do something with Aerosmith music and tie it into a certain piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm. It had its moments, and of course, I don't know if it's in the show or not, but I did write a piece based on Walk This Way.
So-called Steven Tyler bill, the Protect the Celebrities.
Mm-hmm. It rhymed, and perhaps it's a little too coarse for the refined airs of public radio, but old blank rocker thought his fame was a shocker when he da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So we're sort of asked by the director. Robbie Dingman and Keoki Kerr have been doing yeoman duty for most part of a decade, producing and directing. But we don't like to give too much away because the idea, well, if you've heard it, you don't want to go and see it. But let's just say that we have a team who have black belts in Poison Pen.
Well, you can sort of play this mind game as you look back over the last year. What stories would I satirize? The Wonder Blunder is a no-brainer, the Steven Tyler bill.
Marcy Greenwood was a wonderful story. Of course, Larry Ellis buying Lanai. That's when a billionaire-like story.
You see, the stories just keep on coming.
And there is one guy. It was just sometimes we find absurd stories like the guy, four men were beaten by a cow femur in Kona. And all of a sudden, everybody's saying, I'm being beaten by a cow. Whether or not this will, who knows? So we take the absurd, we try to do sketches.
You do that to the tune of Moon Shadow.
Scott Scotty Kahn dissing Hawaii for a 5-0, and just we love
some of these I hadn't even remembered. That's the beauty part.
If you have arrogant actors, especially ones like when they had the
as opposed to the other kind.
No, well, especially arrogant actors who get DUI'd and lost. Oh, we had lots of material, that sort of stuff. Anytime anybody in position of power is acting a fool, who is John Wayne? Who was the guy on the Bishop Estate who was in the lavatory doing strange?
As I say, reality and satire.
Cut marks from Beth. But yes, we have a lot of.
Bill, news people. I mean, that's one of the ways we blow off steam covering the news is, exploring that dividing line.
Let's just say, if you Google gridiron. Honolulu.com, you're going to find some good stuff. It's coming up at the end of July, first week of August, and it'll just sharpen your pens. We'll be there.
Well, Bill, I don't need to tell you to sharpen your wit because it's pretty razor sharp right now, but thanks very much for coming on the show and helping us out this morning.
A lot of fun and an honor. Thank you, Chris.
Bill Sage is one of the principal writers for the Society of Professional Journalists Gridiron Show, which will be at Diamond Head Theater August 23rd and 24th. We'll keep you posted as the day draws closer through our HPR2 website.
There's a little voyage we're planning on a brand new White Star ship. We've got steamer trunks and servants for the cruise. The Atlantic will be spanning on this lovely pleasure trip. Think of all the working people we will use. Rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. What a lovely thing